This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is going to join us this hour, Scott White, and he really seriously has some good advice for all of us who tend to be, well, a little caustic, let's say. Also, we're going to talk about a world leader jumping off the stage in a very big way because tired, weary, sick of it. Ooh, who would that be? This is a popular leader, so you can rule out the United States. It's in a much different part of the world. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, hope that you are having a fabulous week as we're on the other side of the hump, so to speak. And we're also going to throw in some interesting odds and ends before we skedaddle from this hour. But we start off with the document drama. There's so much conversation about this. And, I mean, here's the thing that I keep talking about. I go back to the very basics. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whoever it is, who's ever occupying the White House, who's ever in these positions where you're getting these classified documents, stamped top secret, and everything else in between, for goodness sake, there isn't some kind of a policy, of a way to make sure documents are put back, right? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, that's just on the very basic level. And then if we go deeper, you know, now you have this lay low attitude because they're afraid of doublespeak, I think the White House is. So even just the other day, the White House press secretary just walked away. I'm tired of the questions. I'm not going to answer them anymore. She did not say that, but it was pretty evident by the look on her face. She just turned and left. She was done with it. But people aren't done with the curiosity of how do you have folders and boxes and political memorabilia, and then documents that are top secret mixed in with all of that, right? I mean, let me tell you now, and I also talked about this the last couple of weeks, you got to have a go bag, right? So if your documents aren't in order, don't act like the president and the former president. It might not be marked top secret, but it's your personal stuff, right, with the Social Security numbers on it or the insurance or whatever you have to have. Have it someplace where you have it in a safe go bag because of what the weather does to us, so that when you leave your castle, be it big or small, nobody's going to get their hands on it. But apparently, when you occupy the highest office in the land, there just doesn't seem to be some kind of a procedure for this. And then, yeah, one day, suddenly by your Corvette, oh, there's these documents. But somebody else comes in, they take care of it, and, you know, this is the problem. So the Biden lawyers are trying to be rule followers. They're trying to be sticklers for it once it happened. But then it's created this sort of cloak and dagger thing about it. And once it was uncovered, especially in the office complex at Penn Biden Center, the think tank, these are all, by the way, vice president, when he was vice president, documents. They didn't say anything. Nobody said anything. Like, okay, here we are into a new year, but nothing was ever said that, oops, these documents are found, here's how it's being handled, it just happened the other day. And then when you have politicians who say they're going to be transparent, it does make you wonder when you don't find that out until months later. It was mid-November. It wasn't reported. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, there's these documents, and this is how it's being handled. Yeah, that was not a smooth move. Whoever thought that was the right way to go, you do not earn the trust of the American people by saying you're transparent and then doing that. And also because you're in the middle of the former president, Donald Trump, who's under federal criminal investigation for his own mishandling of classified materials. And you're trying to get this thing done quickly and not create a political firestorm, but you're stoking it because you're just skirting around how many months ago they were found, how did this happen, and then finding more documents, right? So I don't blame anybody else who's defending the former president for throwing this up to the Democrats. It's ridiculous. Or, you know, specifically the White House, that you have to notify right away. So the White House made the mistake of not being transparent with the public. They might have responded appropriately, remember the rules guys, the lawyers, from a legal perspective, but that left you and me in the dark. So the White House was not transparent with the public. That's a problem. There could have been a better, smoother way to handle this. Just take it when it happens and be honest about it. And if it's a firestorm because of how it coincides with what was going on with Trump, too bad. The documents shouldn't have been left, and they were. So this desire to keep quiet is the problem. The Biden attorneys, the Justice Department investigators, they had an understanding about keeping it quiet, but for different reasons. The White House just wanted it to be speedy, no intentional mishandling of the documents, just move on down the road, that's it. Avoid complicating anything with a media feeding frenzy, as the Washington Post called it. And of course, it got worse. And so now it's sharks and blood in the water. I mean, that's it. You even have the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, who at a news conference on Wednesday wouldn't say whether law enforcement officials suggested Biden reps should keep quiet about the case. But then, of course, that prompts accusation after accusation that Biden's team purposely kept the public in the dark. So when you run for election, you say you're going to be transparent, then something like this happens, you're not being transparent with the people, or some of the people anyway, who elected you. So this document drama, the garage discovery, what happened at the think tank, it is not going to go quietly into that good night at all. It's going to continue to churn and churn and churn and go on and on and on, and that's the deal. And then, of course, when you look at classified records, then there's the question about, there was no urgency to search Biden's home. It took 6 weeks after the discovery at the Penn Biden Center to expand the search to other locations. Hey, maybe there were some other documents that, whoops, accidentally got mixed into personal effects. So if you're tired of this story, it's not going away, people. And for a good reason, because we were duped. Don't sell us transparency and then do the opposite. Coming up, what world leader is ditching their job because they're just exhausted? Find out next.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
They won an international praise and prizes for leadership during the coronavirus pandemic. Absolutely loved by constituents on one of the most beautiful islands in the world, which is very far away for most Americans, well, really for all Americans, said to have the most beautiful fish you've ever seen. So, surrounded by water, we're talking about New Zealand. New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, who was wildly popular, just 42 years old. She's pretty emotional. She had a news conference. She said, I know what this job takes, and I know that I no longer have enough in the tank to do it justice. It's that simple. So, I mean, do you admire that? I kind of do, because it's abrupt and it stuns supporters and all political insiders, right? Because she was elevated really to a global stage. And, 5 years she's been in that spot. So voting on a new leader on Sunday, she's not in it. She's saying she's going to step down by February 7th. So the ruling center-left Labour Party will vote for that new leader who's going to lead the party to a national election October 14th, is what they're saying. I mean, everybody's saying, gosh, is she really going to go? That seems quite soon. But you know what? It's kind of like when you're, it doesn't matter what size country we're talking about. When you are the leader, when you are the buck stops here person. It's like dog years. What is 1 year? What is 2 years? What is 3 years? What is 4 years? What is 5 years? I mean, I really think our presidents should have one term. But then the argument is if they can win two terms, and what their party, of course, wants and the people around them, is we can't really dig in deeper to our agenda. It's better if we're elected for another term, right? But that's a story for another day. So she just told reporters that, you know, she hadn't even told her four-year-old daughter. And she said, four-year-olds are chatty. I couldn't run the risk, right? So she was the youngest leader, New Zealand's youngest leader in more than 150 years when she took office in 2017. And she became the second world leader, I didn't even realize this, in modern times to have a baby in office. How about that? But she, like I said, got a lot of praise for some major events. There was a volcanic eruption, the 2019 Christchurch terrorist attack, and there was definitely a lot of support for her in New Zealand, although it's kind of gone down a little bit. But even the Atlantic magazine at one point described her as possibly the most effective leader, they called her, on the planet. But like everybody else, New Zealand is starting to see pressures, inflation, rising interest rates, housing affordability. They've had problems with smash and grabs, raids on jewelry stores and corner store robberies and things that weren't happening quite as much. So I'll take away from this just what she said is, you know, we need a fresh set of shoulders for the challenges of both this year and next year. And I'm not leaving because I believe we can't win the election, but because I believe Labor can and will win it. And she has nothing in the tank. I mean, she was honest. I no longer have enough in the tank. Wouldn't it be great? That's transparency. I have nothing left in the tank. All right. He would not be accused of transparency. One of our politicians, you know him as George Pinocchio Santos. It's crazy. Every day there is some new wild tale that's not true that he's talked about. Immigration records contradict that his mother, the congressman's mother, was at the World Trade Center on 9/11. I was there. It is not something that you exaggerate. It was the worst day of my life, and I was not in those towers. And I knew people in the towers that narrowly got out. That's not something you mess around with, especially in New York. So he's on two House committees. He gets named to two House committees, which means cha-ching, more money, by the way, and more people knowing who you are. But I think everybody knows who he is at this point. Then there's the story from the former roommate that he had delusions of grandeur. Then there's the story that he took $3,000 from the dying dog's GoFundMe. That's what veterans are saying. There was one that was put up there. I mean, there's just on and on and on and on and on. And that he had a different name. He didn't go by that name before. And, of course, we know that he didn't go to the college he said he went to. He wasn't on the volleyball team. He didn't work at Goldman Sachs. I mean, now it's just sad. It's just sad. How does he go to work every day on the Hill and just keep moving, just keep doing what he's doing? It's ridiculous. Is what it is. All right. This is also ridiculous, but for this person, I mean, I am a capitalist. I do believe in capitalism, but some restrained capitalism. It would be nice to show that sometimes in some directions. But how about this? There was a story I saw today in the Wall Street Journal, and the headline was, "The Disney executive who made $119,505 a day. He got $8 million in compensation for less than 4 months' work in 2022. Wow, where can I sign up for that job to work for the Mouse House? So he started working there January 24th, like I said, in 2022. He was the company's chief corporate affairs officer. he left after 4 months because of a public relations implosion that led to employee protests and then, of course, pitted the company and the then CEO against the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis, and became a nightmare, and they're still unraveling that. But for 70 weekdays, because the Wall Street Journal was kind enough to do the math for me, he made $8,365,403 in total compensation. So that adds up to just a little over, like I said, $119,000 a day. Wow. That is a great job for him. Wow. And then they moved his family to Los Angeles from London. So they paid another $500,000 to move the family and then another $500,000 to move away when he lost the job. I never got that kind of money to move to any sweet jobs I had with CBS or NBC. They did do some compensation, but certainly it wasn't $500,000. And then after he left the company, Disney bought the $4.5 million Southern California home that he had bought. So, wow, Disney is under fire and a microscope for their executive compensation, which has people furious while they're raising ticket prices on the little guy that just wants to take their kids to the Mouse House. And that is one of the craziest stories that I've heard. Because of the timeline, because of the fallout and everything else that happened. So you can see that when they brought in Bob Iger, who was wildly popular as their CEO, brought him back, begged him to come out, basically, I'm sure, from retirement, that he definitely has a lot of public relations work to do. Because when people read that, they're not happy. I get compensation. I get when a company's doing well. Should you get yours? You're in charge. You've made it happen. Hopefully you're generous and you take care of the people around you in all levels. But that is just crazy. And then it made me think, speaking of crazy, what's happening with the debt ceiling, right? So tick, tick, tick. Yeah, Thursday, what's going on there? And that, to me, with everything that's happening in Washington, we keep singing the same song. Can we get some mathematicians on the case? Can we get some people on these committees that can figure out a way to solve maybe what's the unsolvable at this point? Coming up next, oh, a ray of sunshine. It's all positive with Scott White next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple and anyone who ordered a new Apple Watch. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling that upholds the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I can't wait to introduce you to our next guest. His name is Scott White, and he is the orchestrator of Life is Too Short. He's the Life is Too Short guy. And so I think about this, the power of positivity, and how you can learn how to make the most out of each moment if he's got the secret to unlock that. And his background is so fascinating to me, because he was an investment banker on Wall Street for a decade. Then he took the leap to become an entrepreneur and a business builder. And today he's the chairman and CEO of a public real estate company. So, Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Happy to be here.
So how do you do what you just did? I said you worked on Wall Street, which is dog-eat-dog. Let's face it, a lot of my buddies worked on Wall Street. Then you take this leap, you become an entrepreneur, and now you're the king of positivity. So why'd you write the book, and how'd you make this leap?
Well, I wrote the book in part because I've always been a very positive, happy, live-in-the-moment, energetic person. And people have said to me over the years, I wish I could bottle up some of that energy, some of that positivity, and share it with others. And then during COVID, I really had that experience, or that epiphany of, wow, you look around and people are you have all the negative headlines associated with COVID, obviously. You have a major political divide in the U.S. You have a war in Europe, so on and so forth, all these things going on. And I was like, you know what, this is my opportunity, this is my platform to, as I said proverbially, bottle up some of that energy, some of that positivity, some of that gratefulness, and share it with the world. And that's what I decided to do. I set out on a mission to make the world happier one smile at a time, and that's what the book is. In terms of the transition, the leap, I think it's just a natural evolution. So I did grow up on Wall Street. I'm a finance and primarily a mergers and acquisitions guy by training. And, you know, like everything else in life, you can look at things through a positive lens or a negative lens. And there are times that there were challenges that I had to overcome as my life on Wall Street evolved. But it was an amazing experience, truly amazing experience. And I talk in the book about how I think some of my success on Wall Street was, actually, I shouldn't even say some, a lot of it was because of my attitude. I'd show up every day grateful to have the job, feeling so empowered and wonderful that here I was given an opportunity. It's not easy to get a job on Wall Street. It's even harder to keep a job on Wall Street. And I did it for about 13 years. And that made me incredibly happy and empowered me. Then I evolved on to become an entrepreneur. And today I'm the chairman and CEO of a public real estate company. I now want to share some of these tools, some of these, my perspective, my philosophy. I want to change the national dialogue so that we collectively spend less time on what's wrong and more time on how wonderful life is.
Ooh, I like that. There's the big hashtag. All right, so we're not going to tell everybody everything, but give us a couple tools.
So the book is laid out with 10 principles. There are 10 principles that I call the Litzig attitude. Litzig, life is too short, guy. And the most foundational one, the key, the core, is attitude is everything, the power of positivity. How you perceive the world and the lens through which you view the world is the most important thing to greater happiness. And one of the tools I give people, which is such a simple one, is think about your first thought of the day. And Kate, do you remember what your first thought of today was?
Yeah, that I was going to talk to a guy who was super positive and gets it.
Awesome. You. So you had a great first thought, but it's amazing if you, as your listeners think about this today, and I ask them to reflect for a minute, what was your first thought of the day? I'm going to guess most people are like, I don't really remember. It just sort of, I woke up and I wasn't sure what to get out of bed, or it's dark, it's cold, it's, oh, I have a busy day. Wrong. This is an opportunity to set the tone right for the day. I tell people, picture your glasses, picture a lens. Do you want to start the day with bright, shiny, clear glasses to see the world through a positive perspective? Or do you want to start with dirty, muddy, sort of, oh, I have a tough day ahead of me, and then spend all day digging out? Easiest tool. The next principle is choose your attitude and own it. Most people think that their happiness is primarily driven by their circumstances, the new car, the new job, the pay raise, the marriage, maybe something negative, a divorce or a death or illness. The reality is, and most people are shocked when I say this, only 10% of your happiness is tied to your circumstances. Okay, so what's the other 90%? Well, 50% is genetic. To a certain degree, people are more predisposed to be happier or less happy. However, and this is using the power of positivity to look at the world through a positive lens, that means 40%. 40% of your happiness you control, and I talk about how you do that and tools you use to do that. One of the other principles is little things make a big difference. They're very small things you could do to really change your happiness and the happiness of people around you. And the easiest one, the simplest one, which most people will just sort of scoff at when I say smile. Smile? Really? That's the key epiphany? Yes. Because as I said it just now, you're sitting here listening and you're thinking, huh, okay, so if I smile, it's forced because he told me to. If I don't smile, well, I guess there's no reason not to smile. So you smile, and all of a sudden, you have a burst of chemicals in the brain that create greater happiness for you and the people around you. So I'd encourage people, as you get in your car today, smile. As you interact with people today, smile. As you get to work today, smile. As you get home to make dinner today, smile. It's so easy. Another tool under little things make a big difference. Celebrate. We don't celebrate small wins enough. Every day is an opportunity to celebrate. Find something to celebrate and make a big deal about it. Make a big deal about the small wins in life. Another principle that I talk about is minutes matter. Minutes matter, and I don't, Kate, tell people how to use their minutes. I don't have the roadmap for, if you use your minutes this way, you'll have a happier life. What I tell people is that we generally aren't proactive enough in thinking about and appreciating our finite number of minutes. And I give this math sort of problem or math equation in the book, and it's by the way, some of the few numbers in the book, there aren't a lot of numbers. And so when you're born, you have about 80 years of life expectancy, plus or minus. You could draw your own sort of conclusions and assumptions, but 80 years translates into 42 million minutes of life. Now, I'm guessing none of your listeners are newborns right now, and I'm going to also guess that most of your listeners are plus or minus halfway through life, just to make my math problem pretty easy. So at 40 years old, and you could adjust based on where you are, you got 21 million minutes left. You're going to sleep a third of those. Now you're down to 14 million minutes left. What are you doing with those 14 million minutes? Do you know where they're going? I tell people, picture a barrel. For me, it's a wine barrel, and in that wine barrel, I have little gold coins. And each time I do things, I take out a sample of minutes, and I use them. And what I think too many people go through life not realizing how they're using their minutes, or they're using their minutes to do things that aren't making them happy. Today's the day to stop. Today's the day to say, you know what? I have a finite number of minutes left. How am I using them? I don't want to get to the end of the day, the week, the month, the year, and be like, I don't know what I did with my time. Or, oh my God, I have so many things going on. I'm running in 1,000 directions. I'm not happy about it. All right, well, stop. You have the ability to choose how to use your minutes. Today is the day to take control of it. There are a couple of the principles in the book. There are five or six more that walk you through this roadmap of let's say philosophy.
Was it fun for you to, because obviously the attitude that you've had and you've carried with you throughout life, was it fun for you to write this book, to go on this journey?
Absolutely amazing. Most fun thing I've done, at least in the last decade, probably among the most fun things I've done in my life. I've enjoyed putting pen to paper, and I enjoy even more talking to you and your audience. I am truly on a mission to make the world happier one smile at a time. I talk in the book a little bit about purpose and finding your purpose in life, and I think people's purposes change. You don't have one purpose in life. Your purpose will change at various crossroads in your career and your life, and it is clearly my purpose now to make the world happier one smile at a time. And if just one person listening to this, just one, and I know it's going to be more than one given your audience, but if one person smiles, if one person goes out, buys the book, reads it, and passes it on to someone else, I'm accomplishing my mission. I want to see a happier world. I want to stop dwelling on the negativity, focus on the positive, focus on the happiness, focus on the gratefulness, and make the world happier, make the world a better place.
Yeah, and for people who, as you said, I love when you ask me what was my first thought of the day. So for people who get up and they're complaining that they have to run errands or they have to walk the dog or they have all this work to do or whatever it is, if all the things that you just said to me, if they can just start with little tweaks, do you think they can get there?
No doubt. That's the beauty of this book. The book is laid out. One, it's very practical. It's not academic. It's not theoretical. Two, it's a storytelling sort of philosophy in terms of how you read it. Three, there are actual tools. And four, most importantly, Kate, small things. Okay, so maybe every day you can't wake up as the happiest person in the world. I got it. I have to be realistic, and not everyone has that perspective. But what if you just do it tomorrow? Just tomorrow, I challenge each listener, as you open your eyes, you're like, wait a sec, I heard that guy, Life is Too Short guy, what's his name, Life is Too Short guy, whatever, on the radio saying, all right, so I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head, I'm next to someone I love, I have a job to go to, I have breakfast to go down and get, there's heat on in my house in the middle of the winter, I have the ability to get in my car, wow, look at that, 15 seconds into the day, I've just named seven things that make me happy, isn't that amazing?
It is amazing, and I love your energy, and I love your mission, Scott White. Where can people go for more information?
So the book is available on Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com, as well as wherever books are sold. You can get it in your local bookstore, and if they don't have it, ask them to order it. Again, the name of the book is The Life is Too Short Guy, or you could find out more about the book, about speaking. I do speaking engagements, about my philosophy, at my website, LifeIsTooShortGuy.com.
I love it. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You too.
Got dreams. Don't do anything to make it happen. I believe it's a ship and you're the captain. There's a world out there trying to bring you down. Stay the course, you're victory bound. When things get tough, keep those smiles round. All you need is positivity, positivity.
Hey, guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse, 'cause I've got a pocket full of dreams.
That's a good one. Definitely a perfect place to slide into Odds and Ends. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks once again for hopping on our offerings here. Odds and Ends, to me, really kind of summarize what is out there that you might not have heard about that is just seriously funny or interesting. There's some nugget in there to take away. One of them is employees are back. At least 50%. The office occupancy rate has hit 50%. That's according to this analysis that was done by Castle Systems. So they crunched these numbers. And you got to remember, during the pandemic, of course, forget it. It was like a ghost town. So what's happened, because there's been this long in between for some people, not all people and not in all careers, but people are getting on each other's nerves. They're annoyed because they're having to coexist again. Remember being excited to go back and be able to go to lunch or grab some breakfast or whatever, or some dinner or some happy hour? Things have changed, right? Because now, too, there's some crowded offices because the place is started to shrink, because why pay that much for real estate when not everybody's going to be back in the office? What are the top five most annoying things that they found out that just people cannot deal with toxic behavior in the workplace. So, and I love this because I don't have to deal with it. The fridge is like number one. Somebody brings in their favorite sandwich, their leftover turkey, their food that they ran out and got in the morning for lunch, and people eat it. People eat it. It disappears, right? Somebody just decides, well, I'm just gonna take it. It's a shared space, right? I don't get it. I mean, why would you eat someone's food? I can't even imagine going in and seeing someone's lunchbox bag wrapped up, you know, saran wrap, half a tuna sandwich and saying, I got to eat it. I'm starving. I got to eat it. But it happens. It happens all the time. Every place I've worked in my entire life, when I worked on site, in studios, television studios, radio studios, other jobs I had, other, because of course I was always hustling the side gig, all these other side jobs I had, forget it. The fridge was always a big deal. Number two, complaint-wise, what people wear, the attire. So slippers, no shoes, yoga pants, you know, ripped up shirts, whatever. The whole idea of, you know, you don't have to be there in a three-piece suit. But people just basically rolling out of bed. Is there a comb here? Should I comb my hair? And just showing up with whatever. Because that's how life was, I think. That's part of it. So then number three is not a surprise to me. Number three on the list of now what's so annoying going back into the office, because some people are still getting pushed to go back into the office. And this is, wow, personal conversations loudly. People belching, people jiggling change, people nail clipping. Come on, nail clipping? I mean, that is, that's awful. I think of all of those, the nail clipping is the worst. It's sort of like that, what's acceptable in the office and what's not acceptable in the office. Okay, then the other thing is, so there's the noise, the things that happen that you just don't want to hear, the personal conversations, the loudness, people on the phone. Then the other thing is, according to the survey, the movement. So people are pacing or someone's tapping. You know, they're tapping their pen constantly. That they're fidgety, they're pacing around, and it's bugging people. And then there's this one that, of course, is on the list because now lots of people are back together again. Gossip, catching up on gossip. So now in the office, there's more to see and witness. There's more to theorize about and spread. And so if you don't like gossip, and I think there's good gossip and bad gossip. And the reason I say that is because if someone says, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what happened to Joe the other day. What? He like won these tickets to the Super Bowl. It's like amazing. And he's going to go and he can barely come to work today because he's so excited. You know, like the happy gossip thing. But that's not really what we're talking about here. So there's a simple way to end this. And it's to, if you can do it, to not go back to the office or cut a deal where you just have to go back to the office part-time. All the people I know of close friends, all the people I know, and I've just realized this, and the ones that are not in, there's one who runs a studio in Los Angeles in the office. There's one who's a professor in school, but that's sort of in and out, right, in school. The rest of them all work from home. And we're talking about one of my friends who's, her and her husband are both engineers, and the company they work for, which is a huge company, they love their work. They're like, you know what? No, just come in once in a while. They don't, they're kind of downsizing all the properties, and so they don't have to deal with that. And then somebody else I know works for a big HR company, same thing. I mean, the list goes on and on, but they haven't had to go back to work, so they're not dealing with that. All right, so that definitely is odds and ends for sure. Then what is going on with drive-thrus? The crazy thing that happened, the attempted drive-through kidnapping, I mean, the bikini barista who had a man try to pull her through a drive-through window and had zip ties, could that be more brazen with cameras all over the place? So now, of course, he's been arrested and has to deal with facing that attempted crime. For what? What are you thinking, you idiot? Police in Washington State picked him up because why? He was captured on surveillance video trying to kidnap her from an Auburn coffee shop. And he grabbed her arm, and she's handing him the cash, and he tried to drag her through the window with a looped zip tie thing. But she was able to pull herself out of his grip, and he sped away in his pickup truck. And it happened like around 5 a.m. on Monday, and it was tweeted out all over the place, and the shot of him, and they were able to get him because of that. And it just, wow, going through the drive-through and somebody working on the other side. And then there's a story, which this one I think is the opposite side of it. It's certainly a lot cuter. You know, a lot of us have dogs or animals that we bring with us, and so I have Guinness, and Guinness is very well behaved and cute, and everybody wants to pet him. Golden retriever, it's with a Irish setter mix, and he sits in the back seat if he's with me, and they all want to give him like a bones that they have. So this must be common, or you know, other some other kind of treat. Can he eat this or whatever? At McDonald's in Australia, there's video that's been pumped out there of a horse riding in the back seat of a car in the drive-thru and, you know, doing what a horse does, trying to communicate in horse language as only they can as they're going through the drive-thru. It is the craziest thing. Oh, don't mind my horse. A horse is a horse, of course, right? I don't know. Maybe there's a secret language. What can you give me for my horse? I mean, most people are bringing their dogs with them. You got a bone, you want to pet them. Well, if you want to pet my horse, do you have any carrots back there? Give me some carrots. I mean, it is Australia, so, you know, who knows. Flip phones. Are you tired of the iPhone? If you are tired of the iPhone, maybe you're Gen Z. You're in your 20s and you're listening to this show. Yay. So, flip phones are back, especially for the Gen Zers, but not only them, because why? They like them because they're smaller, they're lightweight, it's easier to do what they need to do, to flip it up, to record things they want to record. They just like it better than the iPhone. So they're making a huge, huge comeback. How about that? And I don't want to leave you with this. Zombies, I love them. The Last of Us, I'm watching it. 4.7 million of us watched the first one. It is excellent. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, people.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.